Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Busy week around Everbank Field. A lot of prospects in the building this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll make it very easy here. John, who'd you like?
Well, I don't put a tremendous amount of stock over that first impression element, but I still like Miles Jack, and I like Jalen Ramsey's approach too. I think both of those guys have the confidence. They seem to know that they're good, and you need to believe and know that you're good to make it in this league. So, yeah, Jack and Ramsey.
All right, and coming off that, in case both of them are gone and Bosa is gone too, I really like DeForest Buckner and just the eye test. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. Broad shoulders, long arms, and really, really big hands. I mean, you can see a guy who will immediately be an impact run player and who, from all accounts, is a pretty good pass rusher. I mean, not a edge, Leo kind of guy, but a guy who can do a lot of things. And he had a good approach. He said, off the field, I'm a nice guy. On the field, I'm a dog.
Most people think he won't miss. I just don't know that he fits here.
Yeah, what do they say in the ozone? One for Bosa. Put me down for a Bosa.
All right, good.
I'll take a Bosa on that one. Of course, earlier this week on Jaguars.com Live, Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles was on the show. You know, it's a big offseason for him. A full offseason in this offense for the first time. Very important for him moving forward here.
Yes. Yes, it is. He played well last year. Everything sounds like he understands it's not close to his ceiling. So I'm not the big quarterback guy he is.
Well, I've said before, I think this is a really key offseason because as statistically good as they were, they often weren't effectively good, meaning in the first half they let games get away from them. Blake isn't really saying this in a black and white sense, but last year was about fundamentals, about physical for him. This year it's about mental. He's working on both. He worked on some last year, but he's got to improve at the line of scrimmage, and he's got to improve his decision-making.
Where does accuracy fall? Mental or physical?
Fall. I think both.
Feeling quite literal today.
Better decisions help accuracy. He's got to get better in the short passing game.
That's it. He's got to be better being more accurate.
Of course, the Jags had some additions on offense and free agency, a couple offensive linemen, a running back. So the question comes now for the draft. What do the Jags do with their 8 draft picks with those additions in free agency and offense? Are there any offensive draft picks?
Yeah, I think there'll be 2 somewhere. You know, you got the idea with Ryan Kelly being here, with some offensive linemen being here. Maybe they're looking at that in the second round. Maybe somewhere that can make sense if the value is really high. Mm-hmm. Overall, it's going to be a defensive theme. I think at least 75%, which guess what, Brian? Out of 8, that's 6. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I like that. Just numerically speaking, though, with what they added on defense and free agents, you just can't take all 8 draft picks and put them over there. You know, you've got 7 defensive linemen right now. You're going to add 4, right?
And you're going to add 3 linebackers and some secondary guys, though.
I don't know if you need that many. That's why I say I wouldn't be surprised to see an offensive lineman, a young backup tight end, because you're not going to have Mercedes a whole lot longer, and Clay Harbor is signed with the Patriots. I wouldn't be surprised to see some of those guys show up, because you 8 guys on the defensive side of the ball, plus you added Malik Jackson, Prince Amukamara, Deshaun Gibson. You just can't sign all 8 and have the expect that your roster is going to be better because all 8 of them can't make your roster.
Maybe you trade.
How about that?
Hey. Or maybe you draft some offensive guys and help Blake even more.
Or that. We've got 3 weeks to figure it out. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.